Tonight on public television, The American Experience presents a 3-hour profile of Richard M. Nixon. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
But as I leave you, I want you to know, just think how much you're going to be missing. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
That was in 1962, after a bitter Richard Nixon had lost the race for governor of California. But Nixon didn't stay down for long. 6 months later, he was back in the public eye, showing a different side of himself by playing piano and joking with Jack Parr on The Tonight Show.
Can Kennedy be defeated in 64?
Well, which one? Just to be very serious, I know, of course, you're referring to President Kennedy, and I, under no circumstances, would speak disrespectfully even of him or of his office.
Weren't you kind of friends at one time?
Oh, certainly. We came to the Congress together.
I know you.
And we were low men on the totem pole in the Labor Committee together. And we remained low men until he ran for president. Now he's up and I'm down.
The rest, as they say, is history. And on public television, history is on a roll these days, thanks to the phenomenal success of the Civil War. Now, I'm not saying that this 3-hour biography of Nixon is nearly as good. It's not. But, like the Civil War, it's an impressive and watchable overview, and it's got some little touches that work really well. That isn't too surprising, because the writer on this Nixon program is Jeffrey C. Ward, who just so happens to have been the principal writer on the Civil War series. So it makes sense that this Nixon special makes great use of period photographs, including shots from Nixon's school yearbooks. One book shows Nixon's face next to that of the preppy-looking guy who beat him for class president. Another yearbook, after Nixon had been elected school president, contains what is probably the very first cartoon caricature of Richard M. Nixon. But the meat of the show, of course, is Watergate. And for this American Experience documentary, new interviews are conducted with such Watergate alumni as John Dean, Charles Colson, and John Ehrlichman. The only one who displays a lot of emotion, though, is Ehrlichman, Nixon's former second lieutenant, who still hasn't forgotten what it was like to be canned by the president.
At some point, he asked me if there was anything that he could do for me. I said, yeah, I'd like you to explain this all to my kids, because I'm having trouble explaining to them why you would do this. And he didn't respond to that. So we ended up in a hug. We hugged each other, and I could see that he had said everything that he could, and that was the end of it.
If you weren't alive or aware during the 50s, 60s, and 70s, this program called Nixon is a must. But to those who lived through it, so many dramatic moments are missing from this show, or so quickly condensed, that it's sometimes frustrating to watch. 1 hour per decade simply isn't enough time to dissect Richard Nixon properly. And, as his personal history indicates, Nixon's story isn't over till it's over. Even now, he's building a new image as an elder statesman. Richard Nixon was dead wrong in 1962. We'll be kicking the idea and legacy of Nixon around for a long, long time.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.